This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Nigel Slater is one of our best-known cookery writers. He appears in The Observer every week, makes lots of television programmes where he cooks in his own kitchen, and a play based on his autobiography, Toast, is in London at the Other Place Theatre. Well, knowing the range of recipes he's presented in the past, it comes as a little bit of a surprise that his latest books are a pair of seasonal vegetarian cookery books. Green Feast, out now, covers spring and summer, and the second, covering autumn and winter, will be published later in the year. Nigel, why a vegetarian cookery book right now?
Well, I've always written about what I eat, and I keep little books that document everything I eat. And I don't honestly know why I still write them, but I do every night. I have these little notes of everything I've eaten.
Why did you start doing it?
I honestly don't know. And the very early ones have been lost, but I've still got most of my diaries. And it's something that has now become a habit. When I look back over them, to see what I was eating 4 years ago or 5 years ago, I noticed that there is a shift in what I'm eating. And it's not a conscious shift. I haven't said, you know, I didn't wake up and say I'm only going to eat vegetables for the next 12 months. It was a gradual thing. And I've been noticing it and thinking, well, I've always written about what I eat. So I'm going to do a little book of recipes without meat.
There is a question on the cover of the new book. What vegetables shall I eat today? It says. So, Nigel Slater, what vegetables shall you eat today?
Oh, I think it's going to be asparagus. When I was a kid, asparagus was so special and very expensive. And now it really isn't. It's almost the same price as a bag of peas. And it's very seasonal. And I want to celebrate the seasons of the vegetables as they sort of come in and out of season. So it would be that. But then again, it could also be a bag of frozen peas, you know, Jenny.
But having decided on asparagus, I'm sure you'll do asparagus and not a bag of frozen peas. How would you cook your asparagus? What's the best way of doing it? There's some debate in my family as to whether you boil it very lightly or whether you fry it.
I think if you're going to eat it as it is, asparagus with some melted butter or something like that, then I would steam it. I'd cook it in shallow boiling water with the lid on so that the tips steam. But I cook it in many other ways too. And I like chopping it up into short lengths and cooking it in olive oil with a little bit of lemon juice. And then to make it into a meal, I would fold in some grain, some couscous, maybe a little bit of pasta, something like that, a little bit more lemon juice, and then some fresh herbs, some mint and parsley, so that you get the fragrance of them. So you've actually got this lovely fresh green vegetable, but you're also getting quite a substantial meal from the grain.
So from the new book, what vegetarian dishes that are in there would you really love to eat?
Well, you know, I love to eat simple food. I've never been a great fan of fussy cooking. I like things I can put together quickly. And a great joy for me is to be able to take a vegetable and to cook it As simply as possible. So, for instance, I would take courgettes, slice them, and cook them with a little bit of olive oil and some mint. And
you're very fond of mint.
I'm very fond
you?
Of mint because I like fresh tastes. I like clean, fresh tastes. It could be parsley. And then I would almost tip it over a little pile of soft ricotta cheese. And the cheese melts slowly into the vegetables. And yes, I would put a bit of lemon zest on there. I'd maybe put a few seeds. Very fond of things like sesame seeds and pumpkin seeds. So that I get that crunch with the softness of the cheese.
Now, the new books are seasonal. Mm. Why is it really important for you to eat what's in season? Because a bag of frozen peas, frankly, is not necessarily in season,
no.
Is it?
No, well, it's always in my deep freeze. I've got to be honest, they're jolly useful. It's about celebrating what is at its best. And I really do think that every meal is a celebration. If I think of what my mum and dad ate, it's so different from what I eat now. I can see my mum slicing runner beans all the way through the summer. And we never had them in the winter because they simply weren't there. They weren't imported. I like to stick to that seasonality. The very best vegetables at the best time of year.
But, I mean, we know your mother was not a great cook. You've been very open about that.
Yeah.
What vegetables mainly featured in your childhood?
Well, up until I was probably in my teens, the only acceptable vegetable were peas. Everything else was forced upon me. We used to have those little mixed carrots and sweet corn and beans. I would eat those. But I was like a lot of kids. But because I was, I suppose, rather indulged as a child, I was never made to eat anything I didn't want. There had to be roast potatoes, Jenny. And there still does, actually, on a Sunday. They're the best vegetables in the world.
And I think there's meat on a Sunday as well.
There is, absolutely. I mean, I've always eaten a mixed diet. Yes, there has been a little bit of development, a little bit of slow movement towards less meat, particularly during the week. But yes, I do eat meat. You know, the day I die, they'll be forcing a bacon sandwich out of my hand. I'm not going to go quietly. I've always loved meat. But I like vegetables too.
What sort of quantities of food do you find? We're both getting older, you know, and do you find as you get older, you don't eat quite so much?
I don't eat as much, but I eat different things. I was thinking today about if my mum walked into a supermarket now, she would have so many more toys to play with. There are so many things to eat that I didn't have as a child in the 1960s and 70s. And I find that I want to eat a more varied diet, lots more ingredients, but actually a smaller amount of them. I no longer eat those big piled plates of pasta with cheese sauce running down it. I find I don't really want to do that.
Now, as I said, the book that's out today is for spring and summer. The later one will be autumn and winter. What's the essential difference in the relationship between protein and carbohydrate when you're cooking for spring and summer as opposed to cooking for autumn and winter?
I find the food, because I'm writing the autumn and winter book at the moment, and I've suddenly realised how much more carbohydrate there is. It's a book of recipes that are very much about keeping us warm, keeping us satisfied, the end of a long day when you come home and you're cold and wet. And it's about the comfort of food. The spring and summer book, yes, the dishes are lighter. In fact, I would suggest that you put several dishes together and put them on the table all at once. So a little bit of rice, a little bit of pasta, a salad. And then, because it's really written, I suppose, for omnivores, it's for the days that those of us who eat everything don't want to eat meat. But in fact, I don't worry too much about the balance side of it and the protein and the carbs. I leave that to the experts.
Now, I've managed to not mention the lemon meringue pie so far, but I know there is one sitting in a box.
There are some little
right
ones.
There. Oh, little ones.
Baby ones.
Not difficult to eat ones then. But
no.
What was it about the lemon meringue pie that made you say it was the dish that made all the difference?
I'd cooked with my mum secretly behind my father's back, and we made jam tarts. And then when my mum died and my father remarried, and the woman he remarried was a wonderful cook, and she made lemon meringue pie. And to a little boy from Wolverhampton, the idea that a tart could be crisp and soft, it could be sour and sweet, it could be everything I wanted food to be, it felt so exotic, so unusual. And I decided it would be great fun in the play toast to pass those little lemon meringue pies amongst the audience.
Well, Nigel Slater, you never disappoint.
Thank you.
I just had a little bite. It's crisp and it's sour and it's sweet and it's perfect. And thank you very much for joining us today and good luck with the new books. Thank you.
Thank you, Jenny.
And now, of course, I can't speak because I've still got the taste of the lemon on my tongue. Thank you. Well, thank you for downloading this edition of Cook the Perfect. For more information, go to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.
This is Planet Puffin.
There's a fair chance you will get bitten at some point.
Planet Puffin is a new podcast coming to you from a tiny island off the east coast of Scotland.
Across the summer, we're going to be following the breeding season, no matter what it takes.
Now, there's an encouraging piece of there's poo at the entrance.
There's some nice white guano.
So, Becky, I'm going to let you take the first game of Puffin Roulette.
Summer 2019's hottest Puffin podcast.
Well, only Puffin podcast.
For BBC Sounds.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.